It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And, you know, I'd like to get started by talking about something actually that happened yesterday, but we weren't quick enough to grab it. It had just happened by the time we hit the air, and that is an interview that Hoda Kotb did with Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, what's she up to?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Most importantly, she's up to releasing another cookbook.
Oh, well, she does that. People like her cookbook.
Yeah, which is why she showed up on the Today Show and was interviewed by Hoda Kotb in the first place. But I was going to say to Hoda Kotb's credit, but I really honestly think this probably was prompted by Chrissy Teigen. She didn't start with the cookbook.
Okay.
She started with the elephant in the room, which is the stuff that basically got Chrissy Teigen in trouble over the last year, which is that a lot of tweets resurfaced of horrible, terrible, awful. I don't have the adjectives to describe how bad things that she tweeted about real live people.
Yeah, I mean, she told people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so awful. So Hoda Kotb started right there. She said, listen, you know, this is the first interview you've done since all of this dust up. And Chrissy Teigen was like, yep, absolutely. Now, we were here for all of this conversation, mm-hmm. right? Like, we paid attention to the things that resurfaced. We covered her apology, all of those things. And I've been thinking a little bit about what it is about celebrity apologies that always gives me pause. And it's, for me, it's that the action is what matters. And when you get the apology, you get just the words with no action. Mm. So then there's, you know, a time passes and you get to see if the actions really are there. Well, that's part of what Chrissy Teigen was talking about, was like, how has she grown in this time and what can change? And she talks a little bit with Hoda Kotb, and we have some audio of this, about, first of all, she said, you know, one of the things she realized is she wasn't being the example for her kids that she wanted to be. And then,
obviously, I would hope not.
Right? Yeah. And then she goes on to say this little soundbite that we have, where she's talking about how she behaved online.
I used to, like, kind of live in the internet days. I would honestly, you felt like you weren't talking to anybody. You just threw things out there. You didn't feel like anyone was going to read it. And then I kind of became the person that was that person that mm-hmm. people never thought was the messages weren't going to, or you just kind of throw things out there and you don't know that you don't really think about the impact and the person on the other side. And like, I think about how much I've changed just in the past year mm-hmm. and how much I've grown and learned. And then to think of that in the term of a lifetime, how much room there is to always know more and be better.
Yeah. I think we're all different than we were 10 years ago.
So she basically is saying, you know, I've grown so much over this period of time. I will grow so much more. Mm-hmm. And later on, she says that she really feels like she's done the work. She added in a whole bunch of other stuff, and Hoda Kotb asked her about endorsements she'd lost and all of that kind of stuff. But here she is. And one of the things she said was, she said, I feel like I've done the work, and I just hope people can forgive and be able to welcome the fact that they've seen me be better. Your thoughts so far?
I mean, you know, this is perfect for the audience that is watching and wants to hear her say the thing that she's supposed to say, which is exactly what she said, which is that she's changed, that she's doing better. Please go buy my book. Like, she had to do those things in order to continue to have a public facing career. What I would find particularly more interesting in an interview with Chrissy Teigen is, what is it about social media for you that made you into this kind of a person, or led you an otherwise, because like everybody, to me, it's far more interesting to understand what social media did to Chrissy Teigen and how she has decided to change her life as a result, because I think everybody's capable of being a bully. I think, you know, I'm not taking away any culpability for her particular actions, right? Like, all the things she said, she, you know, that's on her. But like, she seems, I don't know, it sounds too easy to show up and say, like, I'm doing the right things. I've learned a lot. Well, yeah, in the context of a person who has a multi-million dollar business that's on the line, like, I would expect you to say all of those things. Doesn't really indicate to me that you've really learned much of anything. You've just learned how to communicate that. And ultimately, she doesn't owe me the proof of that. I just think I would be far more interested in hearing a conversation about how she has changed her life in relation to social media. And not to just come back to Twitter like, oh, I was bad, but now I'm good. So now I'm going to play by all the rules and I'm not going to be the person I was before. Like, I think that's just too easy, because I honestly think it's bigger than Chrissy Teigen. I think social media makes people do things that, sure, they're capable of doing on their own, but it encourages people to highlight and engage parts of themselves that are not particularly socially redeeming.
Well, and maybe that would have been another part of the conversation that would have been interesting to have. You're right, Bradley. Like, how did social media make you who you are? But also then, how are you going forward? Because she's still on social media, like you said. She still is on Twitter. She tried to take a break from Twitter. And then when Instagram went down, she went back to Twitter. Now she's tweeting. She's a Twitter person now.
Yeah. And she's going to get caught up in the same things that happened before, because people are like, people can bait you on Twitter. They can troll you on Twitter. And then, like, what is she going to do? Just ignore it? I guarantee there's going to be an opportunity and a moment that she's going to seize, because she will look like she's, you know, in the right. Like, that's how this works. So it's not going to, she's not changing social media.
Right.
As much as she thinks she is, it's the power that you feel you have that is a lie, and frankly, very, I imagine, addictive. And that's what pulls people back. Like, this time, it'll be different because she's smarter now, because she knows more than the rest of us know what you are capable of doing on social media, and it will be different this time. I honestly don't think it
will
be.
Until it's not.
Yeah, like, if you told me, Chrissy Teigen, the ways that you're going to change how you, like, here are some finite boundaries I have created for myself, and maybe she's done those things. Again, I'm far more interested in that side of things than, like, you know, I've reached out to Courtney Stodden. I've reached out to, you know, the individuals that she came for.
Okay, so I'm actually glad you brought that up, because Hoda Kotb asks her about those apologies. And the first thing she said was something I had not considered, and I don't quite know how I feel about it. The first thing she said was the first step to apologizing to people was finding out if they wanted to be contacted.
What does that mean?
Well, basically,
like, she had to have, like, somebody else reach out to them. She couldn't just do it herself.
Like, asking for permission for her to contact this person.
Oh, that's a move.
I thought that was an interesting. I mean, I wanted to, like, explore that a little bit. I would have asked more questions about that, because I guess I would say, I guess if you, maybe it's about how you contact them. Like, maybe she didn't, maybe other people didn't want to have personal conversations with her.
Yeah. It's understandable.
Right.
I mean, I would be one of those people if she, you know, came to me and said, like, if she told me to go kill myself and then came back and said, I'd really like to talk to you, I'd be like, well, that sounds like something you need to work out with a therapist, because I'm not going to give you the absolution you're looking for. And, you know, best of luck to you. But I'd be fine just telling her that.
Yeah, so, but if you have something you need to say, like, you can write it down, you can say it however you need
and then
to say
burn
it.
I don't care.
Right, I don't need to be a part of this.
Yeah, like, right. I was not a part of it to begin with. That's between you and your, you know.
Which I also think that's another, the other, you know, kind of going back to that soundbite we played, that is a very telling thing about who Chrissy Teigen is as a person, or what her capabilities are of empathy, to say, I didn't, basically what she said was, I didn't understand what I was doing to people until it started happening to me.
Yeah, you're right. And seemingly that's relatable, because we can all say similar things, right?
Sure.
Like when you're a kid and you hit somebody for the first time, if you've ever hit anybody, like you get in a playground fight or something, or you knock somebody over, you do something out of rage or spite, and then you see, oh God, you know, like you see the person react and you think, you know, my actions have consequences. Like, that's a totally relatable feeling.
Right, except for that she didn't quite understand the consequences of her actions until she was the recipient of her actions from somebody else.
Yeah, as an adult. That's the point I was trying to make.
Like, right.
Like, it's one thing when you realize that as a kid, but most of us figured that out. Like, being a bully was just not a good idea. And I'm not saying I haven't, as a, you know, adult, done things that I regretted. Everybody has. But I just think it sounds too easy. And again, I think it doesn't really allow her... I feel like she's just going to trap herself by the very same box, or in the very same box that she's been in, if she continues to have this role on social media. I don't think it's a healthy one for anybody to be that invested in a social media presence. I mean, we all have to have boundaries, and I don't know. I mean,
we have not seen hers.
No, in fact, we've seen her have a boundary and then
cross her own boundary.
Take the opportunity, because it was like, oh.
When there was a Facebook outage, remember? What? Instagram went down and then she was like, I'm back.
Yeah. And then hasn't left.
Which, again, I don't care. Like, that's totally fine. And I know that, for the most part, people love that. You know, like, they love following certain people. And I do, too. I get it. I totally understand. But I'm saying, like, from a personal perspective, like, be careful, because I just feel like you're going to end up, like, you're not smarter than social media.
It'll get you.
Yeah.
It'll get you.
Not any one of us individually. It's not even that it'll get you, right? It's just that it's gonna...
It lives and breathes. It's its own...
It's bigger than you.
Yeah.
It's more powerful than you, and you don't have any control. Like, the things you think... Because I've noticed that in my own life. You're not in control on social media, even as much as it wants you to believe that you are. You really are... It's... I don't know why I sound so, like...
No, but it's true.
Like, morose about social media
because
today.
But people who have been...
Cloudy outside.
I know, but it doesn't matter the weather, because it just is what it is. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. Anybody is at risk of running afoul of the mob on social media.
But it's a high, too, right? Like, and I think Chrissy Teigen's kind of like... I don't want to say she's, like, a social media addict, but I imagine... It looks very similar to me as an addictive behavior can look, where you need that, you know, that instant feedback from people.
I will say this, speaking of being an addict, she did also share that she's 100 days sober, and that's been part of her own process. Just, you know,
kudos.
More from Chrissy Teigen, also buy her cookbook. I don't care what you do. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood from our friend Holly on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The one and only Holly Roberts is here, and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hi. Got some dirt concerning the movie Rust, where that was the location of the fatal accident that killed the cinematographer and injured the director. So we're getting word from the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office telling the New York Post that criminal charges have not been ruled out in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. No one's been arrested in this incident yet, but potential for criminal charges hasn't been ruled out by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office today. A representative for the Sheriff's Office said that there are a lot of things flying around on the internet, and honestly, if people have information, they need to bring it to us instead of going to whomever. So saying, like, hey, this information needs to go through the proper legal channels for us to determine whether or not there will be criminal charges regarding this death.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than, because I don't know nothing, but it's been 10 days? How many days?
It's been a while.
A lot of days?
Less than a week.
Oh, less than a week. Why did I think 10 days? Anyway, it's been a lot of days, enough days, and frankly, I'm surprised that it's still taking this long. I don't know if they're waiting for, like, tests to come back. I know they were looking at, like, trying to figure out what kind of bullet, if it was a bullet. Mm-hmm. If the bullet came out of that gun, because you have to prove all them things. It's interesting. The longer we wait, the more opportunity there is for speculation about what actually might have happened.
I was having a conversation yesterday with my 15-year-old about this, because his question is a typical question, I think, that a lot of people have, which is, whose fault was this? Mm-hmm. Right? Somebody died. It was an accident. Whose fault? And, you know, I said, this is such a hard conversation to have, because there's very little that we actually know. And also, there's a complicated there's a lot of responsible parties, and how they interacted with what was available and what actually was available or should have been available and whose responsibility that is. That's what they're kind of like trying to sift through right now. And I imagine it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, the representative for the Santa Fe Sheriff Office said exactly that. So they said, you know, to answer some of your guys' questions, detectives are taking a slow and methodical approach to the investigation. The representative says that it's going to be going on for a while due to the number of witnesses that need to be interviewed. So they're taking their time. And the sheriff's office said we need to be diligent to ensure the integrity of the investigation should there be charges ultimately filed and that they're able to uphold those in court. So the sheriff's office is taking their time on this, and obviously they're taking it very seriously, mm-hmm. despite all the internet gossip, and they're trying to shut down the internet gossip.
What's interesting is I heard a little bit of the press conference, and you could tell the reporters were like, is Alec Baldwin going to be charged? And like, obviously they're not going to answer that question, but I think they even asked, like, is Alec Baldwin under suspicion or something? And the woman who was speaking said, everyone is a suspect. Or so, you know, something to that effect. And I was like,
yeah,
actually, I don't. Is that true?
That's like pouring kerosene on the flame.
I think what she was trying to say is, or perhaps the intention of that statement was to indicate that nothing is off the table. But at the same time, it's like, well, I feel like you can't, like, somebody who just happened to be there could be charged with something.
Right.
Really?
Right. Am I a suspect?
That? Yeah. Like,
everybody?
Yeah.
So, you? Are you a suspect?
Are you? So I suppose ultimately the takeaway from this story today is that the Santa Fe Sheriff Office, they're doing a thorough investigation, and that if you have any legitimate knowledge about what was happening on the set of the movie Rust, please go to the Sheriff's Office because they are conducting a thorough investigation. For now, anything that you hear on the internet is speculation and gossip.
Noted.
Noted. Hey, speaking of speculation,
we'll just stick to gossiping about Candace Owens and Donald Trump Jr. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you can listen to yesterday's podcast, hour two, if you want to hear that. Hey, Kevin Smith has a new book out. It's called Kevin Smith's Secret Stash. And one of the stories coming out of this new book is that apparently Harvey Weinstein was fuddling around with the distribution of the movie Goodwill
Don't
Hunting.
Don't say fuddling and Harvey Weinstein.
No. Hey!
He was, okay, distribution of what now?
The movie Goodwill Hunting, because Harvey Weinstein wanted to mess with Robin Williams's career.
Why would he want to do that?
Well, because Robin Williams had a back-end deal that said if, which is a legitimate business practice in the world of Hollywood, Bradley, thank you.
I didn't say anything.
So Kevin Smith is talking about this. Now, Kevin Smith was an executive producer on Good Will Hunting, fun fact. And Kevin Smith says in his new book that Robin Williams had a back-end deal that said if Good Will Hunting grossed over $100 million, Robin Williams would get a larger portion of the profits and split the money.
Oh.
Yep. And so in this new interview with the Daily Beast, he said that he wasn't sure if it would be a 50-50 split, but it would be a significant portion of the money. And so then Harvey Weinstein decided to fuddle around with the distribution so that the movie would make less money, so that Robin Williams would make less money.
I find this to be very believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would have no reason to doubt it. And he's just a shady character. So add it to the pile of shady things.
Yeah, just add it to the pile.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. Hey, Angelina Jolie is not talking about The Weeknd while she's doing press for The Eternals. Now, we saw those two going out and getting
Italian
food.
But did she say she wasn't talking about The Weeknd?
No, she's not as blunt as Tori Spelling regarding her personal life. Angelina Jolie perhaps has a little more I don't know, finesse with her public relations.
It was basically an eye roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She's not doing that, but she's going to go out and have Italian food with The Weeknd anytime she wants.
Okay. You do that, girl.
She's a grown woman.
You do that.
Old Spaghetti Factory.
Thank you, Holly, for all that dirt. And now you're going to do some double duty because you got some blind items that you're going to throw at us. We're going to try to solve them. We've got some pop culture mysteries in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item after this on My Talk 107.1.
Looking for you
We are solving some pop culture mysteries right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. And that over there is Holly Roberts. She is the keeper and selector of all of the blind items that she throws at us while we try to solve them in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
I'm going to throw this right at your face. Yeah. Celebrity gossip mysteries like this first one. This A-list everything in her mind singer/actress yelled at a host in a restaurant because he told her they were closed. She couldn't understand why they wouldn't want to stay open for her.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super awkward.
Yeah.
Just rude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jennifer Lopez yelled at a host in a restaurant because the host said the restaurant was closed and Jennifer Lopez couldn't understand why they wouldn't want to stay open for her.
I mean, I don't know if she's noticed lately, but there have been some staffing issues.
Yeah.
So it's not personal, J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. Also, there's other restaurants. So yeah. Move along, little doggy.
Yeah. Surely there's a restaurant who'd want to stay open, but I'm sure she probably walked in at 11:59.
Yeah.
Or like 10:01.
It says you're open till midnight.
Which you shouldn't be eating that close to bedtime anyway. That's not good for your digestion.
Okay, thanks, Ma. Jennifer Lopez, I don't think she's on the same schedule we are.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She should be.
Yeah. Okay.
Her digestion would really thank us.
Blinded by the Item. I mean,
she should be on a digestive schedule with her food intake.
Oh, I'm sure she is. I'm not really convinced she actually would eat at the restaurant. I think, you know, she just wants to be seen.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I'm very curious about what celebrities actually eat when they go to restaurants. Mm-hmm. Somebody should do a TikTok on that. But we've got another celebrity gossip mystery.
Let's do it.
The offspring of this former A-list comic/host wanted about 10 times what the studio was prepared to pay for the rights to a story. The offspring also wanted final approval on everything.
Mm.
That kind of deal was just not gonna happen.
Melissa Rivers and Joan Rivers.
That would harken back to yesterday, wouldn't it? Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we did talk about this. So, Melissa Rivers, the daughter of Joan Rivers, wanted about 10 times what the studio was prepared to pay for the rights to Joan Rivers' life story. Melissa Rivers also wanted final approval on anything, and that kind of deal was just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rightly so.
Mm-hmm. They should have asked her grandchild, Mississippi.
Mississippi Rivers, man.
Yeah.
Throwback.
So the story was that the production on the Showtime series about the life of Joan Rivers stalled and it's not going to be made because producers didn't purchase the life rights to Joan Rivers. But what the blind item is saying is that, well, they could have bought the life rights, but Melissa Rivers wanted a ton of money for it.
Yeah.
They were like,
no. Control.
Yeah.
Nice
control.
Try.
Nice try.
Well, they're just going to have to wait a few years for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Blinded by the Item.
Okay. Another celebrity gossip mystery to solve this afternoon. Let's move on to the following. Okay. The foreign-born A-plus list singer is the reason this royal had to cancel a trip and stay home.
The foreign-born A-plus list singer is the reason?
Yeah.
Adele?
Apparently, yeah.
What?
Oh, like Harry and Meghan.
Yeah.
Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, Adele apparently is the reason that Prince Harry had to cancel a trip and stay home. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's more to that.
Yeah, there's a lot of pregnant pausery happening. Mm-hmm. Like, lots of blanks that need to be filled in.
Well,
That's all we get.
We have heard
that there's something between them before, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have heard from previous blind items, at least, that Prince Harry and Adele are very chummy together. Mm-hmm. Now, it might not necessarily be romantic, but that they're...
drinking buddies.
They're drinking buddies, mm-hmm. they're surfing buddies, they're party buddies, and that perhaps them hanging out.
And like there was, I don't know, a late night of partying and they were both hungover and he couldn't take a trip or something?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's possible.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wonder how Megan feels about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we're not going to be able to feel them right now.
Blinded by the Item.
Moving on, another celebrity gossip mystery to solve. Let's go to this one. This former A-plus list rapper lied in court, plea pleading signed under penalty of perjury, but knows that nothing will happen to her because she's rich and famous and the person she's being sued by is not.
Is that like Black China?
No.
Or like Nicki Minaj?
Sorry, Nicki Minaj.
Yes, it's Nicki Minaj. So, Nicki Minaj apparently lied in a court pleading signed under penalty of perjury, but knows that nothing will happen to her because she is rich and famous and the person she is being sued by is not. I don't know who she's being sued by.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I can't remember what the whole story is, but...
Isn't this the one where the woman is suing her and her boyfriend?
Probably.
Yeah.
Remember, there's allegations against the boyfriend, and then she was accused of, like, threatening, I think, the woman to not sue the boyfriend.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I trust your read on this.
And that the boyfriend slash husband has his own legal problems with his own past behavior.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it was those legal issues that Nicki Minaj inserted herself in and threatened this woman, and then she becomes a part of the madness.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
It sounds real messy.
Yeah, it's real messy. Okay.
Blinded by the item.
All right, coming up with more celebrity gossip mysteries. Even more celebrity gossip mysteries. I don't know if we're going to be able to solve this one, but let's try.
We will try.
On hookups.
Your best.
This A-minus list mostly movie director who shines at this time of year has slept with this actress slash model who is a secret girlfriend and also her daughter. Not at the same time, of course. Probably.
Ooh. Yeah. Is she?
Yeah. So this director, who is an A-minus list, mostly movie director, who shines at this time of year, has hooked up with an actress model and has also hooked up with her daughter.
Okay. So who shines at this time of year tells me it's... Is it like a Tim Burton-y type person-y?
I mean, it could be. That's a nice guess. However, I feel like Tim Burton is more than A-minus list.
Yeah.
So
somebody who, like, what's popular
like
this time?
Like a horror genre?
Yes.
Or, like, maybe a Christmas genre?
Yeah, I'm thinking more perhaps
the horror?
Horror.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there is something that says, let's think of the actress model slash mom combo.
Okay.
There's three names that are showing up. Any of them could have validity.
So I know of but she's not a actress. The mom's an actress, the daughter's a model.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Mom, actress, model, daughter.
Like, Brooke Shields? No, she's got a...
No.
Who's the other one, though? There's another, like...
Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, Cindy Crawford.
No.
But if the mom's an actress and the daughter's a model...
Oh, wait, yeah.
Actress model.
Well, so, okay.
One of those hyphen people.
Okay, she's a hyphen person.
Yeah, she's a hyphen person.
Oh, like a Dina Lohan?
Oh, my gosh. I wish.
Darn it.
I looked, by the way, on Lindsay Lohan's Instagram. Remember that furry NFT that she was trying to sell at auction? There is no trace of that whatsoever. Continue your thoughts.
Questions? Okay, back to the model actress.
Stop trying to distract us.
Mom.
Claudia Schiffer.
I was going to say like Helena Christensen, but she's not actory. Right?
This person, now, interestingly enough, there was a mention of this actress model and her daughter, and that the actress model and the daughter are currently starring in a very popular Netflix series together.
Okay.
Yeah. Starring in a very popular...
Kate Moss?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No. Very popular Netflix series.
Yeah, no, this person, the actress model, the thing that your guys are getting, I think, caught up on is that we know this person mostly as an actress, but in fact, they started their career as
a
model.
Suzanne Summers. Mm-hmm.
She wishes.
We know this person mostly as an actress.
Yes. Yes.
And she has a daughter.
And she has a daughter who is currently the star of a Netflix series. Yeah, we haven't talked about it on this show.
Lori Loughlin.
she also wishes.
Right.
You said there were a lot of answers, and we haven't gotten one of them. No. I feel like we failed.
I know. This is rough, though.
The daughter, at one point in time, was involved with Shia LaBeouf. More than good look.
Oh, recently?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. She was walking around with short shorts.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it.
Short shorts.
And the mom was this?
Was on the Cannes Film Festival red carpet this year.
And the daughter was also a dancer.
I have no idea.
A ballerina.
I mean, sure.
Oh.
I'm just going to give it to you. Annie McDowell and Margaret Qualley.
Oh, never heard of that. Okay. I have no idea what a Margaret McQuarrie is. Annie McDowell Rudd.
They are currently starring in the show Made on Netflix, which is supposed to Which is supposed to be so good.
They're both in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyways, we don't know who the mostly movie director is. I mean, some people saying Sam Raimi, some people saying Rob Zombie, some people saying Tim Burton, I suppose. But anyways, Annie McDowell is their secret girlfriend. And then that person also hooked up with Margaret Qualley at some point in time. Maybe not at the same time.
Let's say preferably not at the same time.
I don't want to hear about that at a dinner party at all.
Not going to.
Oh, Holly, that one was a stumper. Thank you, though, for delivering the goods. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, this is no blind item. Sam Asghari is a superstar. He's got a role in a new movie, and we're going to hearken back to a blind item of yore regarding this new role that Sam Asghari has picked up after this on My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Yo. And Bradley, it appears as though Sam Asghari has a new job.
It's true.
And it's not as Britney Spears' fiance.
Right. No, he's still got that role. He's got another job. Yeah. So it turns out Sam Asghari, you remember there was a blind item yesterday alleging Sam ditched lunch with Britney for something?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's revisit that blind item.
Blinded by the item.
Oh, a little celebrity gossip mystery from yesterday.
Thank you, Granny Holly. Yeah.
Where the singer, in quotation marks, boyfriend, went on an audition, in quotation marks, and ditched the singer's date.
Ooh.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so now, it turns out perhaps that audition he ditched lunch with Britney for might have actually been for a new job, because Sam Asghari's got a new gig. He is heading to the hot seat. Not the metaphorical hot seat. No, there's actually a movie called The Hot Seat, and Sam Asghari has a role.
He's going Hollywood!
He's going to Hollywood!
It's a big day for Sam Asghari.
In fact, he just booked his new... You can keep that music going, Holly.
Oh, okay, great.
It's going to sound way better. Sam Asghari, the actor, who just happens to be engaged to Britney Spears, just booked his new role, a SWAT Sergeant Tobias, in Randall Emmett's upcoming thriller, Hot Seat. Okay, so now you can turn that off. Yeah, so remember how we learned yesterday also that somebody, according to Britney, has a habit of leaving lunch like 10 minutes in?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if maybe this was Sam running off to his audition for this movie, but it worked, whatever it was, because according to all sources, including E! Sam's rep says, by the way, Sam's rep put a pin in that is Brandon Cohen. So now we know some details about who's representing him.
Write it down. Do we have his phone number?
Let's make a call. No, but I have this article.
Okay.
So, quote, he is playing, that is Sam Asghari is playing an action-oriented SWAT sergeant. Sounds so official. Action-oriented. What's, is there like a non-action-oriented SWAT sergent and he's not playing that role?
I just love how specific. One who won't get up.
Right? The one that has to work at a desk.
Yeah.
I'm lethargy-oriented SWAT sergeant, whatever. Anyway, this movie called Hot Seat starts filming soon in L.A. This is going to be Sam's next project. Now, you may remember, you probably don't, he was in something called Black Monday earlier this year. I don't know if that was a TV show or a movie.
I know he's in a TV show, but I don't think that's it.
In September, he shared video footage of himself training for fight scenes
and watching it.
Getting ready for action. So here's what I found to be particularly interesting. He's joining Mel Gibson in this movie. It's not Mel Gibson's movie, but Mel Gibson, I think, is probably, you know, playing a starring role. And it says that he's going to be joining Mel Gibson in the cast, according to Deadline, which reports that the film follows an ex-hacker who tries to break into banks after his life is threatened.
Ooh.
Mel plays the man who must try to penetrate the booby trap building, which I just love.
Sexy.
Penetrating booby trapped buildings. I mean,
we've done that before.
You've penetrated booby trap buildings?
We've done that together.
I just said penetrated. That's not a word I ever want to use again.
No, please don't.
Penetrated.
We penetrated a booby trapped building one time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
By tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah, and we failed miserably.
Miserably. Somewhere a video exists of that. Holly looks confused. Holly, when we did Project Down and Dirty Boot Camp, at the culminating event.
Actually, Project Down and Dirty Boob Camp.
Well, that's what we turned it into. We had to do like a mission in a building and use all the things we'd learned through the week. This was like the culminating event, and it was all on film. And I just feel like if there were a soundtrack, it was the theme to Benny Hill.
I think that was the worst part, is that there, I don't think there was there sound.
There was no sound,
yeah,
which was
no sound.
Really unfortunate.
Because all I just kept yelling is the thing we were supposed to remember. The problem is I had no idea what the thing we were supposed to remember was.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept yelling the acronym MIST.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's what the soundtrack was. Mm-hmm.
So if, by the way, if there's a war,
yeah,
don't rely on us.
No.
That was the takeaway.
Yeah, you don't want us anywhere near you.
But you do. You might want Sam Asghari anyway.
Well,
we're a SWAT team.
I watched him training on his Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, he choreographs well.
That's about it.
He's got a lovely body
yes.
of work. No, but and like his stage combat, like it's beautifully choreographed. He knows what he's doing. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, he's not totally it's not like he's not capable of, I mean, doing the thing that he's doing for a living. It's just, it's so obvious
mm-hmm.
that
right.
his, well, you know, like, I don't know.
He's working his connections, I think
yes.
is what I hear you saying.
Yes, because mm-hmm. I love how Eve tries to act like it's, you know, the two are totally unrelated. The actor, parentheses, who happens to be engaged to Britney Spears.
Right.
Just booked his new role. I just feel like he would have had a harder time breaking into Hollywood if he was not Britney Spears.
If he didn't have Britney Spears tweeting at the producers of Fast and Furious that they should cast her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway,
fiance.
Good luck to him. And now I need to know if that was the audition. Because I will say in the blind item that we talked about, that Holly referenced,
mm-hmm.
the word audition was in quotes, which indicated perhaps it wasn't an actual audition that forced him to leave lunch 10 minutes in. But I'm not sure what else that would be other than perhaps visiting his secret family.
Mm-hmm. Which is another blind item that we've been following very closely.
Yeah.
He apparently has a secret lover and a secret child, at least one.
Yeah.
Which, how do you, I can't. I have too many questions and we don't have him sitting here. Listen, let's call his management and see if we can interview him.
I was going to say when Hot SWAT or whatever it's called comes out, I bet we could probably get a publicity interview. I don't think they'll allow us to ask any good questions.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Hate it when that happens.
You're like, boy, how are your tri-step extensions? Great.
Mm-hmm. Also, is your relationship with Britney real?
Yeah. How much did you get paid to be your boyfriend? We just, you know, give us a ballpark.
Some ballpark figure. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what's your favorite romantic comedy from the 90s? 651-641-1071.